The house on Prince Street, where Barbara Cicero has lived for 21 years, is going to be painted Saturday. Repairs will be made to the porch, a storm door replaced, and the backyard play area for children cleaned up.
Whatever they want to do is fine with me. I'm happy to have it going to be done.
All the work will be done at no cost to Cicero. Her home is part of this year's Green and Fit Neighborhood Rebuild, a project by Revitalize Community Development Corporation, a nonprofit dedicated to preserving affordable housing stock. Cicero, who operates a daycare in her home for 8 children, hopes the project will make for a safer environment.
Because when they ride by and see that, it looks better, they're going to want to have their children come here and see that it's not a bad neighborhood after all, that we have the help to have someone to help build up the neighborhood.
This marks the third year of a 10-year strategic plan by Revitalize CDC to repair 20 to 25 houses a year on 10 contiguous blocks in the Old Hill neighborhood. 70% of the neighborhood families live below the poverty level. Most of the houses are over 100 years old. This year's work is concentrated on King Street and 3 side streets. The scope of the work includes converting home heating systems from oil to natural gas, fixing roofs, replacing windows and doors, weatherization, siding, fencing, painting, and yard work.
We're doing everything from planting flowers to roofs and everything in between.
Revitalize CDC President and CEO Colleen Lovelace said donated materials and supplies have arrived on site, and prep work for Saturday's neighborhood rebuild has been underway for 3 weeks.
We have our skilled licensed contractors come in ahead of time and focus on anything that's structural. So for instance, if a porch has to come down and the footings have to be poured, the structural foundation of it needs to be done ahead of time. And then that day, the volunteers can put the decking on, which is not doesn't require as much of a skill.
The work plan for Saturday includes removing trash and debris from vacant lots.
The ideal plan is to have the work completed that day, at least 90% of it. It's a good volunteer experience. It's great for the families. They're involved volunteering alongside everybody else. And this is the preparation is really key and critical to making sure that gets done.
Participants in the project include members of Youth Build, a program where high school dropouts earn a GED and learn a trade. Jack Tolles of Chicopee has been putting up vinyl siding, installing handrails on porches, and doing some carpentry work. He said it's a great experience.
I could see the homeowners' faces, the smile on their faces, like to have that feeling to give back is just amazing. Like, it's just incredible. So that's why I do it. And plus to learn and to improve myself, to better myself in life, so in future I could become a better person.
Revitalize CDC recently changed its name from Rebuilding Together. The organization said it has invested $28.8 million into Springfield's housing stock since 1992 and helped more than 500 families. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.